Welcome to this podcast. I am your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf. Today, we're going to talk about how marketing manipulates our eating choices. We are bombarded on a daily basis through all forms of media with these marketing messages of eating foods, constantly bombarded. Everywhere you go, you see them on billboards, it's on your social media, and most of them, 70% of these marketing adverts for food are for processed unhealthy foods. 70%. In some cases, it goes as high as up to 80%. And children are a huge target of this marketing thing. And when you see something often enough and you see it repeatedly over and over, it actually becomes a long-term memory in your head. So when you think about food, this food comes popping back into your conscious mind and influences your food choices, especially when you don't understand how the food is made or the impact that it has on your brain and your body. And then we get caught in this convenience thing where it's quick and fast and we just grab what we recognize. We especially see this in children. It's an actual marketing ploy that is used called pest power. 1.8 billion is spent annually on marketing to children to actually increase pest power, to build a brand recognition that the children will go to the shops with their parents and they see and recognize some of the food products and from the favorite TV show or the social media, and they've seen it so often that it's recognizable and they pester their parents to buy those food products for them. This is really, really bad because these food products, these modern American processed foods that are high in fat and sugar and salt, bad fat, sugar and salt, that are precisely designed with the amounts of bad fat, sugar and salt to make it to kind of corrupt your taste buds, confuse your brain and confuse your hormone system. It's literally damaging how your body functions to the point where you eat too much, where you don't recognize when you're full, when you've had enough, overrides your balancing system between hunger and between needing food. And this is really, it's designed. I mean, there are laboratories that are dedicated to calculating something that they call the bliss points. Now, what is a bliss point? Okay, so there is a bliss point. I'm going to explain this to you now. It's terrible. One of the leading centers for food research in the United States is called the Monell Chemical Senses Center. And they perform experiments on young children as young as 4 years old. And then they feed them various sugary food substances that are actually made from processed GMO corn and wheat and soy. And they make them into a paste and they add various chemicals to them. And then what they do is they give these to these children and they calculate what they call the bliss point. This is the level at which the desire for sugar is at its climax. So it's when the children say, oh, give me more, more, more. You've experienced that when you've maybe eaten something that's not good and you've eaten, just can't stop. I mean, you're full, but you just carry on eating. And actually, are you really full? Because you just keep eating. There's this almost like this craving, this addiction that develops. And that's been calculated. It's been worked out. It's been scientifically designed to overcome your brain's ability to control what and how you eat. It actually destroys the parts of your brain that are literally satisfied with healthy food. So you get confused with your eating. We confuse our body, and that's really not a good thing. So children are targeted very young with all these food products and things and all this marketing, and they like to establish brand loyalty. So when you get these kids young, they're going to keep buying these brands as they get older. In fact, the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity says that we currently have a crisis in the marketplace when we look at the situation of children being marketed to get them to buy this food, and also for adults, the way we're manipulated by this marketing. So we literally have to be much more aware of how we are thinking and seeing food products. We need to think about what we are buying. We need to be so involved in, why am I choosing this food? Is this food product good for me? We need to take more time and not be, you know, like caught by things like fortified with vitamin D and added vitamin C and great antioxidants added and all these kinds of things. Because, I mean, if you're eating a healthy organic orange in its beautiful state, it doesn't have on its little label filled with this or filled with that or fortified with this, because it's everything in its whole form. So everything you need nutrient wise is in that orange. So we've got to be very careful when someone has to say that they're fortified and this is added and that's added. We have to ask ourselves, what's been removed that they had to add something in the first place? A great example of this is looking at milk, where they talk about reduced fat milk. And if you, it's a long process, but I'm just going to give you the basics. Essentially, good organic whole milk has fat-soluble vitamins in it, like vitamin A and E, and I say fat-soluble vitamins and nutrients, that means that they need to dissolve in fat. So that's in whole milk. When you remove the fat from whole milk, you remove the solubility of those vitamins. So already you have removed essential vitamins and minerals from the milk. So when you're drinking that fat-reduced milk or the fat-free milk, you're not getting the vitamins that you would get in whole milk. Then the milk gets pasteurized, which damages even more proteins that we need that are good for you. And then they go, there's all other few more processes. At this point, with the fat removed and the pasteurization process, the milk is tasteless. It's less flavorful, so they add bad sugars to make it more attractive, and even bad processed high fructose corn syrup chocolate chips or something like chocolate flavors and things. And these things are really bad because now the high sugar in that milk, which has been added, which is actually bad stuff, does more damage in the brain. And in addition, it increases your insulin reaction because there isn't enough fat to slow down the digestion process. The balance has been removed. You see, whole unprocessed foods in their healthy, real form do not have this problem because they balanced. There's enough fat to slow down the digestion, to make sure that the insulin's released at the right time, to make sure that the vitamin A and E is dissolved in the milk so that you get that from the process. And also what they find is that when you're drinking this really bad fat-free milk with all this added junk, you don't know when to stop. As I've already mentioned, these food products are designed to override your ability to determine when you're full and when you've had enough and when you're satisfied. But when you drink a glass of organic whole milk, you'll find you can't drink that much of it and you're much more satisfied much, much quicker. And it also then controls the amount of food coming that you eat with that milk that you perhaps drink, that you've drunk that milk and you're perhaps eating some food with that milk. Your digestive processes work properly. You've got the vitamins and minerals. It's a completely different process that we're going through when we have real food. So don't get caught by if it's vitamin C added or fortified with this or fortified with that. Please ask yourself if something if they've had to add something, well, and they're using that as a marketing ploy, be aware, be alert, be focused. What did they remove in the first place that they feel that they have to add that? Why are they trying to convince you to buy the food? It doesn't take much convincing to buy that beautiful juicy orange, or when you walk past, you know, walking down the shops, the aisles of the shops, and or you walk through a farmer's market and you see that delicious fruit and those veggies and those colors, and it just screams nutrients at you. You just want to go and eat that. And that's the whole thing with the way food, the colors and the food and the smells, when food's in its real form and it's ripe and it's very attractive. So food in its real state doesn't need marketing. In itself, it's going to attract you. So we've got to be very, very careful of why things are being pushed on us over and over and over again. This is why I keep on saying we need to think and eat ourselves smart. In a recent visit to a Texas children's hospital, I was absolutely horrified at the amount of vending machines selling junk food, processed foods and sodas. I was horrified that there was a fast food restaurant selling terrible food-like products that just damage the brain, all these things that I've been telling you. In this hospital, I was even getting constantly more horrified as the visit progressed, and I saw children's meals being delivered to them, sick children being, their meals were these sugary processed high food, bad food. There wasn't even food. These kids are sick and they've been given things that would make them even sicker. And then the thing that really got me, that literally got me sitting down in shock, was seeing the doctors and the nurses go over to the vending machines and eat all that junk. And I was thinking to myself, I know what that's doing in their brain. How can they do their job when they're eating this kind of food? And we see this in the schools. We see it in the school lunches. I've worked in schools. I've done consulting in schools, and I see these foods that these children are being fed. This is really not healthy stuff. They're supposed to concentrate and learn, yet they're being fed foods that will detract from concentration, that will impact memory formation, that will impact the ability to behave in the right way. And then they get all agitated and worked up from this food, and then they get labeled ADD. We have to be very careful of this. And when it's all done for the bottom dollar, when marketing is designed to damage your brain, to get you to eat foods that damage your brain for the bottom dollar, it's a tragic state of affairs when dollars can override health, particularly in institutions dedicated to health. For more information on this, you can actually read about this marketing and the influence on our minds and choices and children in Chapter 5 of my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart. I also teach you a lot about this in my food online program called 63 Days to Think and Eat Yourself Smart. If you haven't already joined my food challenge, you can join at any time. So I encourage you to be mindful in your eating. As I've said so many times in these podcasts about healthy eating, there's only one rule for eating, and that is eat real food mindfully. We need to be aware that there's an increase in obesity. We know that. But we need to be aware of the marketing that is behind this increase in obesity, this increase in type 2 diabetes in very, very young children, this increase in fatty liver disease in young children. We are seeing this in adults, but we're seeing this in young children as well. We're seeing endocrinological systems messed up. We're seeing things in our children that we did not see many years ago. Children are being born obese. Children are being born in the womb. They've already got issues with their body. And this is coming through from the mother's diet. We really need to be very aware of what we are putting in our mouth and why we are putting it in our mouth. There are so many good food alternatives. Use your mind to make good food choices and stop being manipulated by the marketing. Thank you for joining me today. I am Dr. Caroline Leaf.